Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There is a massive story developing in Brazil that the corrupt, inept, pathetic dinosaur legacy American media is ignoring. But there's a story behind that story. But first, here's the Greg Reese report breaking down what's happening in Brazil.
The people of Brazil are united together in protest against the globalist Great Reset. In 2017, Luiz Lula was convicted on charges of corruption and money laundering and sentenced to 9 years in prison. In April of last year, he was released by the Brazilian Supreme Court to run against Bolsonaro. He is supported by the World Economic Forum. Translating.
Lula was not elected. Lula stole my vote. Stole from my people. We will not create war. We will not spill blood. We will fight with peace. This son of a Alexandre de Moraes, because he stole our votes and gave them to another criminal, Lula. They reversed his sentence in order to win criminally by stealing and diverting our votes. This was dishonesty, shadiness, criminal. In my country, there is no place for them.
End translation. Alexandre de Moraes is the minister of the Supreme Court of Brazil, who just ordered the banks to block the accounts of anyone supporting the historic protest. All over the world took to the streets like the people of Brazil, then the imminent global tyranny would be eradicated. And this is why the media ignores it. They are hoping you just stay home and watch it like a movie until it arrives at your front door and it's too late.
Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope. Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Wow. Powerful stuff from Greg Reese. And we stand with the great Brazilian people who are standing against their stolen election peacefully in the streets right now. And I think while that's the story, what is the story behind the story? Well, it's that the American media won't even cover it. It's that the American media won't even talk about it. And we all know why. Because they were in the tank for the corrupt communist criminal Lula. And because they know that we already had our moment that they completely scuttled and turned into their Reichstag moment. And that was January 6th, where there's new footage coming out that show the people that were in the building that orchestrated leading people into the building and then opening up the doors are the only ones that haven't been arrested, which means they're clearly being protected by somebody for some reason.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on this Sunday, November 20th, 2022. An incredible time, a historic time in American history and in world history as the future of humanity is on the precipice and will either fall into a corporate global tyranny with endless digital bureaucracy, soulless, faceless, spiritless, that you're trapped in forever, a government intervening in every breath you take and every step you make. This is what we must stand against, because we are not slaves. We are not animals. We are human beings made in the image of the Creator, destined to be free. And that's why you're in the audience. And that's why you're joining us here this evening. Now, let me tell you what's coming up tonight. We've got Alex Stein joining us in about 30 minutes. And, I mean, this guy just doesn't stop with the hits. And he's outside of a library where they're doing a little drag queen story, child abuse for kids. And it's just so classic how these children behave. And then we're supposed to treat them like adults as they're out here under no thought of their own. This is not an act of their own volition to stand for trans kids surgeries and gay kids and all the other bullcrap that they claim to stand for. But there they are out there with their flags. There they are out there. By the way, they got their nice rifles that Joe Biden wants to ban. Yeah. Yeah, they got that going too for them now. So we'll be discussing that, playing that video with Alex and getting a little more into that story where more and more every day gay Americans are saying, hey, wait a second, you're not going to use us as a means to get access to children. You're not going to say LGBTQ pride and wave a pride flag and then say, now let me get naked and dance in front of your child. It's LGBT. And so they're showing up at city council meetings, school board meetings. The Gays Against Groomers is becoming a larger group. So there is the pushback. So we're going to do at least two segments. If we're having a good time, maybe we'll extend that with Alex Stein. Maybe he wants to stay around all night. We'll take calls with him, because I'm going to be taking calls then in the second hour of the Alex Jones transmission and then in the first hour of Sunday Night Live transmission following this show. And then we're going to have Sean Stone and Vivian Kubrick in studio. So I've got some news here. I've got the news with the shooting. But before I get into that and explain what's really going on here, which is just crazy at this point, how people can't see what's going on. But that's just typical. We're about to be severely distracted with this 2024 presidential race where we don't even have a day off, let's say, in between election cycles. I mean, they're still counting some of the votes from the midterm elections. What are we, like 2 weeks removed from them? They're still counting votes in some areas, seemingly all for Democrats, magically. But with Trump already announcing we're already into the 2024 season, and you've already seen the media move against him, you've already seen the establishment GOP move against him, and so this is going to be a big distraction item. Not to say that it's not important, because it is. I don't have to explain the importance of it. You know why it's important. You're thinking about it. You're talking about it. You're following it. But it's a distraction from the larger issue that Trump himself is not going to properly bring to the table. And he has laid it out before, but not near to the extent, not near to the priority, which is the giant corporate world government that is being built right now, where we're going into everything digital, and then everything is run on some sort of digital database tracker system that you're not going to get access to unless you are fully compliant. And you got a taste of it with COVID, but really you're just getting a taste of it with everyday life now. You may have noticed, and I was at an event last night, and all the venues here in Austin are now cash free. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to pay cash, and it's all robotic. And I don't necessarily mind. I mean, it's okay. It's convenient. You walk right up. You grab a beverage. You grab a box of popcorn, whatever, and you slide your card, and it's just a nice, smooth transition. I'm all for using technology to make our lives more convenient, sure. But I'm trying to pay cash. He's like, oh, no, there's one attendant with all the robot checker devices. He's like, oh, no. We don't take cash anymore. I'm like, oh, wow, that's so great, isn't it? Oh, I'm so glad we're moving to a cashless society. It'll be so great when the government can track everything we do. Boy, oh, boy, sir, do I need to show you my vaccine passport? Just making a joke of it. The guy actually agreed with me. He was like, yeah, it's ridiculous. He thought it was funny. But see, that's where it goes. So, oh, okay, yeah, you like the convenience of the technology. Sure, I like the convenience. Instead of waiting in line, I just walk right up, grab a beverage out of the cooler, slide my card in, boom, I'm checked out. Oh, so, okay, I like that convenience, but then it's, oh, sorry, oh, your card didn't work. It says you're not updated on your vaccine. Oh, your card has been declined. It looks like you made a post on the internet that was, it was bad, and so, sorry, you can't use your card. It's been shut off. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Sorry, nothing we can do. And then that's it. There's nothing you can do. Oh, you want to go get dinner? Oh, you want to go get groceries? Oh, you want to fill your car with gas? Oh, sorry, card doesn't work. Sorry, you made a bad post on the internet. Sorry, you didn't get your latest vaccine. La-di-da. And yes, it is like the Black Mirror episode where the whole woman's life falls apart because her social credit score falls apart. And then she's in a living nightmare, in a living hell. So that's where it all goes. So that's the bigger issue. That's what we see building around us. That's what we see building around the world. That's what you're starting to see, not just the taste of it with COVID, but you're just starting to see it in everyday life now. And that's the bigger issue than the 2024 presidential election, because it'll be nice to have prosperity with Trump, and it'll be nice to have a president that actually cares about America and isn't a total traitor like Joe Biden. And it'll be nice to have a man who's actually running the country, not whatever shadow government's running it now. That'll all be great. We'll love it. We'll love the prosperity. Hell, he might actually do something about the borders and other issues. But if we aren't allowed a stopgap, if we aren't allowed a buffer, if we aren't allowed at least a crack to say, hey, we're not going to go under any form of digital corporate world government, which, by the way, Ron DeSantis came out the other day and said anything World Economic Forum is not going to be allowed in Florida. Anything World Economic Forum is going to be dead on arrival in Florida, Ron DeSantis. So, as somebody here that's already said I'm behind Trump, and DeSantis obviously hasn't announced he's running, nobody has, but that's the kind of stuff you want to be hearing and need to be hearing from whoever the presidential candidate nominee ends up being that you get behind. Because that's the larger issue. We can have prosperity all day, and it'll be great. But if you're forced into a slave system with no control, no human behind it, no soul, then the prosperity is not going to be so great. And we'll be better off than most countries, but you'll be forced to take that injection, and oh, you got a bad one. Is it for you? Is it for your lineage? Sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this shooting news on the other side, and I'm going to tell you what's really going on here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The response from the Democrat Party and the mainstream media to the club, the nightclub, the supposed gay club, which is, of course, called Club Q. I'm not saying that has anything to do with the Q movement. It's just like, are you kidding me with this? Really? It's Club Q? Really? 5 dead, 18 wounded in shooting at LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado. And so, again, the response from the Democrat Party, the response from the liberal mainstream media should not surprise us, but it does remind us just how sick and twisted they really are, doesn't it? Now, we all know why they're making a big deal of this shooting, because they can politicize it, blame it on their opposition, and then once again, in an emotional outcry, say, we have to ban guns, we have to end the Second Amendment. But look, I can play this game every day. You understand? I can play this game every Monday, and I've been doing it more often now just as a exhibition on how you could play this game. But I mean, you know, just look at these stories. Two injured from two overnight shootings in Baltimore. That's last night. Philadelphia, Delaware County police investigating deadly double shooting in Yeadon. Last night. Chicago shootings, two teens among nine shot in weekend gun violence across city. Again, that's yesterday. Two teenagers shot on Staten Island. So I can play this game all day. I can play this game every Monday specifically. Weekends are really violent. It's the worst in Chicago. And this is just a handful of cities I chose to look at. I didn't even really go into San Francisco or Los Angeles or St. Louis. Probably Dallas had a little loving violence too. So we could play this game all day long. Now, why do they never cover these shootings? Why do they never cover the violence in the inner cities? Why do they never cover the shootings in the inner cities? Do I really have to say why? Have we really not figured it out yet? But fine, let's not even answer that question. Instead, let's answer this question. Why are they choosing to make the big fuss about the shooting in Colorado at the nightclub? Now, let's be clear here. I think it's bad that we're so normalized to cities having violence and shootings all the time that we've just normalized it, and so it's not even news. So it only becomes news if it's outside of the normal realm of activity. Oh, mass shootings in inner cities. Oh, black-on-black violence. Ah, we don't care. We don't cover that. We're just used to that. That's just normal. We can't tug at the emotional heartstrings over that. We can't use that to blame our political opposition, and we can't politicize that in the nature that we'd like to so that we can eventually end the Second Amendment, because that's really what it's all about. And see, you would hope that we'd have enough common sense, enough instincts at this point to say and realize anybody who wants to disarm you wants to enslave you. Anybody who comes to disarm you is the bad guy. So immediately after this, what are the Democrats saying? Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban. We don't even have a classification of an assault weapon. I mean, an assault weapon could be anything. I could use a bowling pin for an assault weapon. I mean, bowling pins are probably even used for murder. Somebody probably whacked a guy over the head with a bowling pin. That's an assault weapon. Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban following deadly gay nightclub mass shooting. And it's all about it's gay. That's how they tug at the emotional heartstrings. It's gay, it's gay, it's gay. And then they politicize it so they can use that momentum, that emotion, to trick you and deceive you into turning over your firearms and disarming yourself. Thinking, oh, it's such a tragedy. I feel bad. Here, take my gun. That'll make things better. Which, of course, it won't. But see, it's even more disgusting, actually, what's been on display with Joe Biden. And really, AOC has really just shown how disgusting she really is under the surface with this. Responding, blaming it on Lauren Boebert, because it's in her district. Blaming it on Donald Trump. Just total wickedness. Just total filth and disgust. Just a trash human. What a shame. Nice looking girl has to be such a trash human. Maybe we'll get comments from her ex-boyfriend, Alex Stein, coming up next. To blame Donald Trump, to blame Lauren Boebert. They haven't even released any images thus far of the shooter, and the police have not said if they know of any motives. So they haven't even said that. Now, I get it. You want to rush to a conclusion. You want to rush to a judgment. You don't care if you're wrong, because when you are wrong, the media comes around to protect you. So you can say things that are wildly inaccurate without any punishment as long as you're a good liberal Democrat. This is the display of liberal Democrat supremacy on full display. They believe they are better than you. It's not about white supremacy. The whole concept of white supremacy is a distraction for their liberal supremacy. That's what it really is. They're liberal Democrat supremacy. They think they're better than you and they should run your life. It's the modern day KKK. And for them to blame Donald Trump and blame Lauren Boebert when they haven't even released any motives and two people that have nothing to do with it, it's just sick. It's just sick. And to have these people in power is dangerous. Dangerous. And I think we know that. But I don't think we're getting fair representation when we go to vote. And we might be finding that out the hard way. Then again, we might also find it out the easy way with some developments that are going to be coming out of Arizona, which I'll discuss later on. RNC had roving attorneys quietly monitoring Maricopa voting centers. One has finally released his damning evidence. And it's just out of control. We've got more footage of the ballot mules. We've got the anomalies, the machine shutting down. It's just so in your face. It's so obvious. But that's what they do, is they do it blatantly in your face so that you can't even believe it. And then if you stand up and you say something and question it, they demonize you and make you feel like an idiot or criminalize you so that you don't stand up and speak the truth. Very dangerous place to be. But that's why we salute the people in Brazil by the millions still standing against their fraudulent election results. Now, when we come back, Alex Stein is going to be joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, big sales still going on at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is we are selling out a lot of the product. So the sales are happening. You're taking advantage of 50% off almost the entire store. The bad news is a lot of this stuff is running out of stock. And in the Biden economy, we just don't know when it's going to be back in stock, sadly. You've noticed that things are taking longer to return to stock. Well, this is the Biden supply chain, folks. It's a disaster. But we still have DNA Force Plus 50% off in stock. We still have Brain Force Plus 60% off in stock. We still have Alpha Power and Bodies in stock 50% off. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, very popular, selling out quickly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, though, in stock 50% off. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That way I know I'm getting at least 100% of my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, and so much more. And of course, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you support free speech by keeping us on the air. We'll be right back with Alex Stein.
We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point, month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3, from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. but despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early, support the InfoWar, boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
He keeps on trying to butt me every time I walk by.
You like?
Dude, I'm walking down the street.
I'm standing here. I'm alive.
Let him go sideways.
Get out of my...
All right, Alex, you need to leave.
I'm not leaving, guys. You're trying to get in my way. I'm here on a public street. Get out of my way. Oh, my God, guys. I'm so scared. The Antifa, they brought their play guns, their squirt guns. Oh, my God, your arts and crafts time. Did this mess up your arts and crafts time? You guys think you'll be able to go home and play with your arts and crafts?
Why is it so tiny?
Look how scary they are. Oh, my God, this guy's so scared. I'm so scared. He's got his gun. He's a big gun. He's a big bad guy. Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're protecting these children so they can go get indoctrinated and go in there for transgender story time. You're such a good American. God bless this guy. Look at him. I'm scared.
How dare you?
I mean, these people, these are the real cowards. They're hiding behind their masks. They got their little guns. They think they're so tough. We're at a bookstore here in Denton, Texas, where they're trying to do drag queen story hour. And, of course, the typical people here with their masks on. not able to actually stand up for what they believe in because they're all cowards. Officer, you think it's unusual they have their assault weapons like that out here in front of a place like this? Is that normal? No comment.
I'm walking down and I'm standing here.
My favorite part right here. Stiff arm. Sit down. Sit down.
But see, these are the real scaredy cats. They gotta walk around with a gun. They can't handle themselves like a real man. Alright guys, I just wanna announce, I'm Primetime 99 Alex Stein, and I love y'all, even though you guys don't love me, and I know you guys probably love children a little too much, but I'm very empathetic to you guys.
But they got a gay flag.
You guys with the guns, I feel sorry.
But that's a nice, beautiful, notice the brand new flag. They just pulled it out of the bag too. Someone probably brought them. That's why they have the fold blinds in them. All right, guys, there it is, Alex Stein. You got to give it to me one more time. I got to see the Jim Brown stiff arm. I mean, they need to be teaching folks high school athletics. Alex Stein was a high school football legend, by the way, a legend in his time. And so for him to put that stiff arm on display like that, high school guys, he's giving a free tutorial. Please put him on the screen. Boom, the Jim Brown stiff arm. And there it is, folks, in live time. If you're a high school football player, you need to learn how to hold the ball, in this case, hold the phone and the stiff arm. Incredible work. Alex, I have to tell you, though, I'm watching the video and I'm having, like, flashbacks. I'm having, like, traumatic experiences because standing up next to these goons is truly, I mean, these people are freaks, man. I mean, you're putting yourself right in front of the freak shows out there.
Yeah, but you know, okay, but Owen, you know, when you said your favorite part is when that guy fell down, obviously that's everybody's favorite part, but my favorite part is the guy right after. He's like, all right, Alex, it's time to go. And it really, the kind of symbolism behind that, just the way he said it, and I hate to admit this because this is the harsh reality in which we live in, that there are literally people, armed Antifa, outside of these, you know, drag your kids to pride events or drag queen story time events. But at the same time, that guy's literally live action role playing, you know? I mean, he's like, all right, Alex, you know, get out of here. Like, he knows who I am. I don't know that guy's name, but I mean, I've seen that guy in multiple things. It's almost at this point, it's just like Antifa political theater, and they're trying to intimidate us, you know, just normal citizens by having the guns. And what I hope, and what I hope this content proves is that we should not be scared of them. Of course, they got a gun. Of course, having a big, you know, AR-15 can be scary, you know, arguably. But we have no reason to be scared of these cowards. They're all wimps. None of them will actually stand by what they believe in, and they all hide behind masks. So for me, it's just the exposing of that. But at the same time, I didn't ever feel afraid, Owen, because they're all just a bunch of wimps.
So we've got Alex Stein here. He's fireside, and he's probably got 9 or 10 cats within a 5-foot radius of himself. He's probably got the Dallas Cowboys game on the big screen, too. Look at him cuddling a cat now. Look at him, he's cuddling a little cat. He's a little cat cuddler.
No, this one's not little. This one's a fat cat. He has toxoplasmosis. He's about 15 pounds, and he eats only the finest fancy feast.
Look at the cat cuddler. He goes from cuddling cats to cuddling Antifa.
Yeah, I know. And then look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one. And then this one, the conservative, they've been giving a lot of hate to the pit bulls lately. Now, this is a real dog right here. This is my personal defense mechanism. If you come up in my house, you better either have some steak to give to Ginger. Because that's honestly, that is the way they could get past her, though. If they just brought in some lunch meat, they could easily just toss that, and she would chase us. So she's actually not that good at protecting me, if that's the only way to distractor.
So basically,
yeah,
as effective of Antifa role playing outside of a drag kid story time event.
Exactly right, and that's what it is. Oh, and literally, it's these guys are they're literally live action role playing.
No, explain that to people. Dig into that and explain that, because a lot of people don't know what LARPing, live action role playing, is. It's, you know, Dungeons and Dragons in the woods, but these guys do it at Drag Your Kids to Pride.
Well, and you know what's funny, though, is these guys probably, like, you know, and I know you consider yourself a populist, I'm a populist, like, these guys with the guns, obviously, they might ideologically lean with people that are more in favor of repealing the Second Amendment, but I'd imagine that they are pro-Second Amendment. So my point is, we probably get along on a lot more stuff than we would actually think if we actually sat down and talked, had a drink, hung out. So these people, what they're doing is they're LARPing. They probably like guns. They probably like Call of Duty. They probably like a lot of the masculine, you know, normal guy stuff. but because their ideology is like this weird liberal leftist, they can find any excuse to whip out their gun and go out there and play, you know, army. They're going to go do that, but that's what they're doing. It's just live action role playing.
Okay, so do you think that's what it is though? Do you think it's, oh, they're just looking for any event where they can go out and you know, dress up and do this? You don't think they're being paid or told to be there by any group? You think they organically do it? They think it's fun?
Well, it's a little bit of both because, oh, and this is what I hate. And like all these liberal leftists are the ones that call us out because they call us the alt-right ones when we go to these events. But I hate it because sometimes there's people on our side that are embarrassing, right? There's people that are on the conservative side that are going there and saying bad stuff and slurs and embarrassing stuff. So I guess my point is on both sides, there's mentally ill people. There's a lot more mentally ill people on the left side. So
no, it's a standard.
Exactly,
you have to be mentally ill to be on the left.
You have to be mentally ill. But the mental illness on the right,
it's just a matter of odds and percentages. I mean,
yeah, no, they have to be. It is, you do not get into the club unless you're diagnosed insane and on 10 different antidepressants. But no, and that's what's scary is because they're on the psychotropic drugs. So like one of them might go crazy and actually shoot somebody. That's what I'm afraid of. But I don't know what their individual motivations are, but I really and truly, I hope, I don't think they go there because they actually want to shoot somebody. I think they want to scare people. I think they want to intimidate people because when you really get in their face, I'm telling you, and I need to clip this part out, but there was people in the crowd that said, I've never seen somebody so scared when I had a camera in their face while holding a gun. Like, they were scared of me while I was holding a camera and they were holding rifles. So they're cowards.
Well, and I will say too, the tactics that you're using here are actually proven. It's actually proven to work because we used to have Antifa like this in Austin, and it was the same thing. And they would go out there and they'd do the same thing and hold their guns and everything. And for 2 years, 2016 and 2017, I just mocked them into submission. And they don't come around anymore. You never see them in Austin anymore. I mocked them into submission. The next thing you can do, so the first thing is proper to step up right there and laugh in their face when they have their guns to show that you're not intimidated by it. But then the next thing, if you want the finisher, Alex, you have to start the Antifa chant right there with them and try to get them to join in. Ah, Antifa, and just sit there and chant it right in their face, and they'll be so humiliated and embarrassed that they probably will quit showing their faces. But they do hide behind their masks, though.
No, you're exactly right. The only way I think we can make fun of them, or the only way we can actually get through to their numbskull head, is the mockery, and they hate that the most because they do want to be taken ultra seriously, but really, there's nothing serious about this. They're going in there reading...
I mean, that
like
guy has a rainbow! He's got a rainbow!
But Owen, what they're defending is that so they can go inside and read pornographic literature to children. Like, it just doesn't even make sense. If they were doing this and they're actually defending something admirable, I'd have respect for them. You know what I mean? But the fact that they're actually trying to defend, you know, transgender story time so kids can get, you know,
well, that's what's amazing because I'm sure this is like a one issue group of people that are probably just Second Amendment people and they take guns to every event, whatever. Who knows if they're left or right? But yeah, like you said, it's like, hey, you realize what they're promoting in there, right? Like, you realize what they're promoting. So, Alex Stein with us here. We'll be right back. We'll get his take on... because here's the thing. Imagine if people like this were in the Capitol on January 6th. My God, what would the media say? Holy smokes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus,
Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long, at InfoWarsStore.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Clarification here from Alex Stein, because I'm just not getting it, to be honest, and maybe he can help me out. I got two questions maybe he can answer. First, let's start with this. What is 2SLBGTQI+? This is from this is from Justin Trudeau. The attack on the 2SLGBTQI+ community in Colorado Springs is horrifying. And then people are posting this other stuff. LGBTTTIQAPP. I mean, what? Where are we at here, Alex? What is a, do you know what is a 2SLGBTQIA+? Can you offer me a clarification here?
Yeah, well, it's easy when you're not a right-wing bigot like yourself. Oh. Yes, two-spirit. Yes. That's what 2S stands for. Two-spirit. So somebody
is that what
the one-spirit. Yes, he's a two-spirit. Yes, he's Satan and Moloch are his two spirits. No, but, I mean, you know, this is kind of like this old cliche joke. We're just adding alphabets or adding letters. I mean, we're going to run out of letters of the alphabet to represent people's sexuality. But this is the problem is, listen, Listen, you want to be gay, you want to go be gay, you're an adult, that's fine. But why do we need to put pride flags in elementary schools? Why are we putting trans flags in elementary schools? Why are we even talking about sexual stuff with elementary schools? Why are we defining gay people by who they want to have sex with? It just doesn't make sense. It's all some sort of focus on who people have sex with. We need to define people by, you know, the content of their character, not what they do when they're in a bedroom with other people. So that's what I'm really sick of, Owen, is the indoctrination.
It's a two-pronged attack. What you have is you do have the people that are into getting the access to kids. There is that element, no doubt. We saw that with the pedophiles, sexual abusers, child abusers that got into the drag queen story time. It's just men that then change their name, dress as women, and then they get access to your kids. Then they do a background check. You know, months later, they find out, oh, that person was a pedophile. Oh, oops. So there's definitely that element of it, the people that want to use this to get the access to the kids. But, you know, the other element, which is the larger element that we tend to kind of pass by, but it's just the truth. It's liberals and Democrats using children to advance their political agenda. And that's what this is. They want to use this and they want to say, oh, look, kids are gay. Kids are two-spirit. Oh, look, the kids are doing it. It's great for the kids. We love it, the kids. And so they make it like an issue about the kids. And then when you say, hey, we don't want to chop off kids' weenies and call it trans surgery, they say, oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're against children.
100%, and they're right when they say that. I mean, no. But this is the other thing is when you see Boston's Children's Hospital, one of their head of their director, whatever, board of directors, even said that one of the best parts about the transitional therapy is that they have a lifelong patient. So these people have to go to thousands of literal visits for the rest of their life. They can never stop taking these hormones. So they have a financial incentive to basically prescribe gender dysphoria with medication that will only make them go down a path that they cannot turn back on. These people that say puberty blockers are reversible, they are irreversible. You have one window of puberty. If you stunt that growth at all, you're not going to be able to redo your puberty at age 25. So these people are evil. It's absolutely insane when it comes to the motivation that these people have to basically just confuse these young children.
Well, and this is kind of a new phenomenon. So what we're starting to see sprout up organically is the first wave of victims to this trans kid agenda. The first wave of victims are now getting, you know, to 18, 19, 20 years old. And they're saying, wait a second, you've destroyed my body. You've destroyed my life. You've destroyed my mind. And so more and more, a lot of them are speaking out. A lot of them are going public. A lot of them are organizing, saying, you know, why did you do this to me? I was 14 years old. I didn't know any better. I mean, yeah, it's like imagine the stuff you thought you were or wanted to be at 14. Yeah, you were a goofball kid, of course. And now they just say, yeah, go into surgery. We'll make $500,000 off you in your lifetime. So this is going to catch up to them. This cannot go on forever. It has a finite timeline. But when you're out there at the event, I know that you were out there and a couple other people were out there in the media. Like, I think Sarah Gonzalez was out there as well from the Blaze. I mean, how much pushback?
Taylor Hanson.
Okay, Taylor's great. How much pushback is there? I mean, it looks like they just love it. They love those little kids getting access to them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to see now, ever since we went viral with the Dragger Kids to Storytime event where it said it's not going to lick itself. Oh, and I remember I came on the show the day after that. I came on your program the next day. I think that was a Sunday and it was on a Saturday, I believe. And this is the problem. I think it's radicalized them to be even more insane when it comes to putting on these events, because then they know that, oh, well, now it's going to be a publicity stunt on their end. So now they have people like, I forget the author for the Dallas Morning News, but her first name's Lauren. I forget her last name. But she went and covered the event, didn't even mention the armed Antifa. So they know that they have the media on their side. So basically these people are just doing it to antagonize people like myself that are calling it out. So in a weird way, people say, oh, Alex, when you go act insane at a school board meeting or a city council meeting, it messes up the meeting. That's false, because there's multiple occasions where the mayor said, oh, that made the meeting better. But in this instance, I think the radicalization of us calling them out is almost making them want to do it more to piss us off. So I'm a little worried about that. I feel like there's just been a coordinated effort to do more and more children-friendly drag gay events.
Well, there's no doubt that's part of the leftist psychology, is doing things just to piss you off, doing abnormal things and telling you they're normal just to anger you. That's 100% part of the liberal psychology. It's part of their mental illness. But here's the second question I have for you now, because the Democrats are out calling to ban guns right now, today. They're calling to ban guns. And so if you look, though, guys, put the footage back on there. So these guys are not just out there with guns, which the left is not going to complain. Oh, they love guns to protect them. They just don't want you, the free citizen, to have a gun. But when you talk to these armed guys, I mean, they've got, like, headsets. It's like you said. I mean, they want to be taken seriously. I mean, they're out there. I don't know where they get all this equipment. I don't know how much training they have. But, I mean, they put the headsets on. They've got communications. They've got the full body armor. I mean, can you imagine if you had somebody like that? Guys, pause it right here. These guys have headsets, eye goggles, fully armed, body armor, face masks, all of it. Can you imagine if somebody like that was on the grounds, the Capitol grounds on January 6th? And then do you expect there to be any liberals calling for these individuals to be disarmed?
It'd be like Nick Sandman if they had a conservative, that guy had a MAGA hat on and was up there. I mean, they love it. They love to just see one proud boy, one guy in a black and gold polo. They'll put that picture, you know, they'll give it as much attention as possible. So, yeah, I mean, it's a double standard, and we know that. You know that that's a double standard. But at the same time, they have all this gear. These guys want to intimidate us. They want to scare us. And I think any parent that would bring their kid to an event where their children could be indirectly scared. Mommy, Daddy, I'm walking to an event, and now you have guys that are waving flags, yelling at people while holding huge guns. I mean, it's not an environment that I would consider children or child friendly.
But the exact opposite.
Keep bringing them there. Yeah, but these evil people keep going to children's events with their guns. It just doesn't make sense. It's literally insane. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's going to get crazier. I mean, that's the only thing here, is it's going to get crazier. This obviously has a finite life. It's not going to go on forever. It's complete insanity. But it's only going to get crazier. And I think because of what you discussed earlier, the whole approach of let's be as crazy as possible just to take a jab at conservatives. I mean, seriously, what more can they do? I mean, they take children to sex dungeons. They play rainbow dildo ring toss. They have rainbow dildo butt monkey for kid events. I mean, what? Seriously, I mean, maybe I shouldn't even ask you, but it's like, what are they going to do next?
No, and I get really worried about it. Like I said this earlier when I talk about the psychotropic drugs, but you know that they want to have their version of Kyle Rittenhouse. They want to have their Antifa person that had to shoot somebody in self-defense. So I honestly feel like there is going to be some sort of escalation. I don't know if that would necessarily happen in Dallas. I don't know if it will necessarily happen in an event that I'm at. But I think that would be the next possibility for the people on the left, is them showing and actually using some sort of lethal force and being like, we had to do it. We killed a fascist. Now, there has been circumstances where that has happened.
That happened in Colorado, actually, to a veteran, Trump supporter.
Exactly right. Yeah, and I just have a feeling that that's going to happen more frequently, or it will be a bigger story and get more attention. I think that's sadly the next step when it comes to this. There will be some sort of physical. I hope not. I pray that that doesn't happen. But I think that's the next step in this culture war that's just naturally going to happen, because these people are insane and nobody wants to get shot. Nobody really necessarily wants to shoot anybody. I guarantee it. But at the same time, you're dealing with crazy people that have a lot of self-esteem issues, that have a lot of mental health issues. And now that their identity is being, you know, shaken or being, you know, they don't like being rattled. These people are not, they don't do well in high pressure situations. So when you give these people a gun and enough, you know, antipsychotic drugs in a high pressure situation, Lord knows what can happen, Owen.
They might need a rattle, though. They might need, maybe if we gave them some baby rattles, maybe that would distract them and help out. But I want to ask, coming up, stick around if you can. So were they didn't like Sarah up there as the cat lady. Were they bigoted as a trans species individual? And then there's this woman. I haven't even seen this gem. Maybe we should check in with her when we come back. Holy smokes.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.